just come from a shiva, from a young mother of three children who was nifta yesterday. A woman from London, they lived down the road over here, Makadoshim Shemayim Barabim. Mama, she suffered for 2 years. She showed a Mordecha Yiddisha and Makasha to the Pasha. She was in the Nishmota, Chai Sara Masha, Basrub Shlema. The Shir should be the Ilan Nishmota. Pasuk says, Vaisroitu Abonim Akirba Vatayim Imkein Lomazah Anoichi. So the obvious question is that Rivka's waiting for children for many years, and she has a few months of difficult pregnancy, and she says, Lomazah Anoichi, so what do I need it all for? Have pain? What do I need it all for? Which type of mother says that a woman after so many years longing for children, who doesn't mind going through a few months of pain to bring Zereshul Kayom into the world? Oh, but there's a very deep Deher over here. It's a W Yadua and Chazal. A lot of gematrias and Rosh Tevis in this week's parasha of the show. This later is going to be the tikkun of the Chet of Adam and Rishon. Rivka was Bechinat Chava. Yitzchok was Bechinat Adam, and bringing the Bechinat of the tikkun of Adam, Chet of Adam and Rishon into this world. The Chet of Adam and Rishon was the Chet of a Taruvus of Toiv Ra, of eating from the Eitz Hadas, Toiv Ra. Taruvus of Eitz Ra and Toiv Ra. Parash Lema says that Rivka didn't know she was having twins. And Rivka thought, like Rashi says, when she goes past a Beis Avodah Zarah, Mefarchas Lotzit. She goes past the shul, Mefarchas Lotzit. She thought she's having one child who's living in two worlds, who's Ma'ur of Tovira, who's got a Merdeka Hislavus and a Dvekas for Tfila and for Talmud Torah, that he's Mefarchas Lotzit in the shul. But then he falls back into the Yitzhahara and to the Taiva. Then when he goes back into past the Beis Avodah Zarah, he's Mefarchas Lotzit. She thought, how can I have a child who's mamish ataruva to toivera? That's the greatest hepech hatikun. That's mamish the chet of Adam Rishon all over again. So she says, "Atem imkein lama zeh anoichi." And it's the emes apelati gazach, because Chava was cursed as a result of the chet that she's going to have pain in the pregnancy. So she achapt. She says that she has pain. So lama zeh anoichi. This is not going to be a tikun. I'm going to have a child who's going to run here and run there. She thought this is going to be another taruva to toivera. So that, for that she said, Loma zeh anoichi. If I can't be metak in the chet of Adam Rishon with this offspring, is then Loma zeh anoichi. And that's be'emes the whole koyach of this week's parasha, and that's what the Hashem told her. No, shnei goyim bevitneich. Yaakov v'yid is kuloi toiv. And there's an Esav is kuloi ra. And then a soyan is that Rabbein Shalom puts a person in a matzav where the toiv and ra are all together. And Yaakov v'yid is throughout his life, he's trying to escape Esav. He wants to run away from Esav's clutches. Doesn't want anything to do with the ra. And Esav chases after him. Esav wants to be yonik from the Ra all the time, yonik from the Toiv all the time. He's made it. That's the Nakuda, that's the Avoida of this week's parasha. The Avoida of this week's parasha is a person has to know, where does the Yetzirah come from? Where does the Yetzirah get his koyach from? The Yetzirah gets his koyach that if a person's oyster can avoid his Hashem, and then he gives him to Toiv or to Midas Royce or whatever the case is, so all the Kedusha that he accumulated throughout his Torah and Mitzvahs is all going now to the Koyach HaRa, and that's what gives the Koyach HaRa his godless against him. So a person builds his own Koyach, his own Yetzirah, a person builds himself. Because that's what a person, the whole Avoida this week's parasha, the whole Avoida is a Yid, of a Yid is where Avera starts. Is a person has to know to make a mamish a period of toiv and ra. In other words, a person has to know that when he's oisik and toirik, he lekach toiv nasati lechem, and then he wants to get angry, or then another midero, anything ra that there is, you have to say, no, that's Esav, I can't mix the two together. I'm toiv, I'm learning toira, I'm dovid to the Rabbein Shalom. Anything that's hepech that is Esav, I can't mix them together. The hechsa avoida, the highest avoida of Yom Kippurim was the soil Hashem and soil Azazel. And the soil Hashem and soil Azazel says the Mishnah in Yuma that they look the same, that they cost the same money, that they be the same height. And yet, there was no greater chiluk between the soil Hashem, which the Medrash says is keneged Yaakov, and the soil Azazel says the Medrash Rabbah on the Pasuk, which is keneged Esav. What did you do with them? You took one, you took it right into the Kodesh Kadoshim. You sprinkled its dam inside. You took the other one and you took it far away and threw it up the mountain. The whole kapara of Yom Kippurim is how much a yid is mafrid, how much a yid is mafrid between Toiv and Ra. And that's the avoida of this week's parashah. That's the mamish the sacha kol avoida of a yid. Yaakov is the yid. And Esav is the Ra, and we have to realize that the Koyach is the Ra, Dafke when we're learning, Dafke in Bnei Torah. And Dafke people are thinking that, you know, I've got no Shaykhus Ra, I'm sitting in the Beis HaMedrash. For them, the Yetzirah tries to get them the most. Why? Because if Chas V'Shalom you fall, and then Torah falls through the Yetzirah, then he gives the Yetzirah as a gewaltig, his gabras of all the Koyach is the Torah that he took into him, suddenly now go to the Koyach is the Ra. Shiach can only come, the Tikkun HaShalom can only come when there's a Afrodah of Toiv HaRa. When a person realizes that we're in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shloilam, we belong, we're a different culture, we're a different sect, we're a different Nivra, we're a different Nivraim Bechlal, than everything else that's going on over here. And this is Mamish, to come back to what we begin with, the Koich of the Nefteris, that you know, we followed for 2 years. Mamish, not only she never gave a krech, but there was never a complaint, there was never a word. She was Mamish, a beautiful Yidina. Mamish, a beautiful Yidina. And she was a regular Yidina, but then Mamish, when she became sick, she showed the koichas ne'elomim that every Yid has. The beauty of never grumbling, never complaining, being makabal, the worst Yisurim, ba'ava shlema. That's a Yid. And every Yid has to know how kodesh she is. Every Yid has to know that we are the Mizera Yaakov. And we're kodesh kodoshim. And we mustn't let anybody chaval to give away anything, even the slightest mashu, to the koichas hara. Because the only way that the koichas hara, cholerisha kulo ke'oshen tichla, the only way the koichas hara is going to vanish like smoke is, in other words, koichas hara itself. Esav says, "Hine enochi hoylech lomus." The koichas hara is hoylech lomus. Koichas hara has no chiyus, has no kiyum. It only clutches onto the koichas hakadusha. Or if a person realizes what a helig yid is then a person realizes that his midas, his anova, and his shiflus, and the hepachakas, and everything that comes from the koichas hara, we've got no shaychus to. We make the hafrada shleima mamish. Then we'll be zorcha mitz Hashem to the yom shekulei Shabbos and bechinas yom Kippurim, and we should all hear b'tzuras toivis, yeshuas, v'nachomas, v'yitz Mashiach, v'tkeinu, amen.
Amen.